Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's Christiana again. It's been a while since I've been on. I'm happy to have so many callers today. I am going to take as many callers as I can. Each one of you will get a mini card reading. So I'll try to keep each reading anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes per person. If you want a more in-depth reading, or you happen to want, I also offer life coaching, hypnosis, spell casting, and Reiki, as well as the psychic reading. So if you'd like a more in-depth session, I could do that for you. My main focus right now, I usually do the readings and life coaching. You can go to my website, Promise Life Coaching, www.promiselifecoaching.com, and click on the contact page, request a session, and the date and time you're interested in, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. All right, so I'm going to jump right into it. First caller is calling from the 916 area code.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you. My name is Wendy. Hello. My name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Hi, Wendy. How are you doing?
Well, I've been very worried about employment, but I have manifested several opportunities, and I'm wondering if one or more is turned into a solid job offer and long-term employment. For example, Owen Dunn, Hunter Douglas, Franklin Templeton, PG&E, SMUD, HealthNet, City of Sacramento, and Chamber of Commerce. Will any of those materialize into a solid job soon? Will I be working within the month?
Okay, I'm just going to do the yes or no question for the pendulum, so you just want a yes or no answer, right?
Well, yeah, whatever you feel psychically, if any of these will come to fruition.
I'm going to do the pendulum and see what it says. But it'll only give me a yes or no answer.
Okay. Do you want me to repeat any of the opportunities that I've...
Yeah, one short question, just if you could simplify it.
Well, if I'll be working within the next 5 weeks, and if it will turn into a permanent job, and if you have a feeling about which one it would be, that would be very helpful.
Okay, so let's ask if just one of these opportunities is going to turn into a permanent job, yes or no. Well, it's saying yes, that one of, yep, that's a big yes. Wow.
Thank God.
That's a yes. As far as which one, I don't know.
Can I ask if Owen Dunn will hire me?
Will Owen Dunn hire you? Okay. Will
yes.
Owen Dunn hire her, yes or no? No.
Okay. Franklin Templeton?
You can ask a few more, and then I have to get to the next caller.
Okay.
What
Franklin
other places
Templeton?
Were you looking at?
Franklin Templeton.
Will Franklin Templeton hire her? Yes or no? No. You can do one more, and I got to get to the next caller.
Hunter Douglas.
Will Hunter Douglas hire her, yes or no?
Oh, my gosh.
So There are other options, though, right?
Yes, like
because one of them's gonna be the one, but not
PG&E.
The one that you've listed so far.
Yeah, maybe it's PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric Company, for call center.
I'm not sure, but I got to get to the next caller.
But it said
all
yes
right,
to work
for calling.
In 5 weeks permanent.
Okay, the next caller, 310 area code.
Hi there. I have
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call. I have a psychic question. I just broke up with my now ex-partner, and I wanted to see what he may be thinking and feeling about the whole situation, maybe what you're picking up surrounding it.
Do you want me to do the pendulum, or would you prefer a card reading?
A card reading probably would be a better option for this question.
Okay. Okay, I'm just getting my cards out right now.
Okay, thank you.
Shuffling them real quick. Okay, I will draw three cards.
Okay.
And this is from my Romance Angel Oracle deck, which is great for these kind of questions. Okay, and can you repeat your question one more time?
My question is, I just broke up with someone, and I just wanted to see what his energy is thinking and feeling about the whole scenario at this time.
Okay, so the present card for the present is finances and career. Financial issues are a factor in your love life right now. Okay, so this is telling me that he is having financial and career difficulties. And for men, what I've noticed when this is a factor, they're not, how can I put this? When they don't feel like they can provide and, you know, kind of be the breadwinner, they don't feel very confident about themselves. And it's not for everyone, but for him, I think it's an issue. So that's something he needs to work through. Was he married previously to being with you?
No.
Or in a committed relationship?
I don't believe it was a committed relationship.
Well, the past tense, the card for past tense is wedding, but that could mean a lot of different things. It could mean that he was intending on, like, tying the knot with you eventually, but it didn't work out, in that the financial and career issues are a big factor, a problem for him right now.
Okay.
The third card says this could be the one. So, and then it says you've already met the romantic partner you seek. So this is telling me that he could be the one that you end up getting back together with. That is definitely a possibility. And it's in the card for you two, that it's a possibility for you to get back together. And, you know, that tells me that he's still interested, but that he has things to work through first before
okay.
he can take that step. that seem to resonate with you at all, or?
Yeah, kind of. I know that he's not having financial problems. He's actually making really good. No, he's making really good money right now. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
I don't
the
know.
Card I pulled. So, you know, I just read what the cards tell me. So, there might be something that he's not sharing with you, or it could be
a
warning for him to be careful with his spending and the way he manages money.
Yeah, I think that could possibly be it. Yeah, that definitely resonates. So, but thank you so much.
Well,
I really appreciate it.
Thank you for calling. I'll put you on hold to listen if you want to listen.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Next caller, 303 area code.
Hi, this is Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn. How can I help you today?
So I'd like to get your psychic sense of my husband's opportunities for business in the wine industry internationally.
Okay, so could I ask the pendulum? I could ask, will he be successful in the wine industry, yes or no? Does that sound like a good question?
That sounds great. Thank you.
Will, and what is his name?
David.
Will David be successful in the wine industry, yes or no? Will David be successful in the wine industry, yes or no? You know, this usually doesn't happen, but it's not giving me a yes or no. It usually gives me a yes or no. So I'll ask it one more time. Will David be successful in the wine industry, yes or no? It said no.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
I'll put you on hold.
Uh-huh.
Caller 617 area code.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Help you? I'm good, how are
My
you?
My question, I'm well, thank you. My question is, do you see my friendship with Alan growing?
And your name?
My name is Lisa.
Will Lisa's friendship with Alan grow, yes or no? Yes, it's saying yes.
Well, that was quick,
and,
huh?
Yep. And let's see here. You two will have heart-to-heart, or you probably already do, have heart-to-heart conversations. Honestly, discuss your feelings with each other.
Okay. It's hard with him. It's hard to pull it out with him.
It's going to happen. This is the present card, so it's going to happen soon, where he'll start to open up more.
Well, actually, I'm taking him out to dinner on his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good idea?
Say that again?
I'm actually taking him out on his birthday, so that may be an opportunity to for him to open up.
Yeah, I have a feeling he might be more of an indoor kind of person or a homebody, but that might be a better place for him to open up. Like if you two had like a glass of wine and sat on the couch and relaxed and just kind of talked about stuff.
Oh, that can't happen. Not yet. Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Reason why I say that, the only reason I say that, it's, you know, I chose the perfect kind of intimate restaurant, but not intimate like a date, so he doesn't get all weird on me, for him to kind of open. There is no other way. There is no other way.
Telling you what I think would be conducive for him to open up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he'll be as open out in a public setting, but if you kind of maybe prod a little bit, he might.
Okay.
Or kind of just like ask him direct questions, and he'll be more likely to
answer them honestly.
Yeah. Just don't beat around the bush.
You're right. Yeah, you're very right. Because we do that kind of often. I'm sorry. And not only that, because we work in the same company, it's hard to talk at work. And even outside of work, we just don't see each other outside of work. He goes his way, I go my way.
Can begin to be an issue if you guys aren't having.
Hello?
I am sorry, I hit the mute button. Hello?
I'm here.
I was saying could become an issue to not have that intimate or, you know, the time together outside of work. So I'd encourage you, like, if you could, even on a lunch break, maybe go on a little walk or something.
Yeah. Because in the beginning we spent at least a lot more time talking, but the thing is that I'm not sure if he's involved with someone.
Well, unfortunately I have to call her.
Okay.
But I can put you on hold to listen.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Next caller, 954 area code.
Hello, good evening. This is Mary. How are you?
Hi, Mary. I'm good. How are you?
Okay. I'd like you to do a card reading for me. I met someone today who's new in the neighborhood, and this person expressed an interest in getting together. He mentioned coming to my home, sitting and talking and over wine or whatever, but I don't think I'm too comfortable with starting out that way. Tells me that his wife went into a nursing home and he's free, and right now he's living with his daughter. I'm wondering if you see this being something I should pursue or not.
Well, I got the true love card. It says this is the romance of a lifetime, so that tells me that he is a good match for you. So there's definitely a lot of potential here.
Mm-hmm. I haven't dated in quite some time, and I'm going through some health issues right now, which I told him that I'm working on. I would like to. I prefer to go out somewhere or do something before I would invite him home.
Yeah, and you know that that's all up to you and your comfort level. And if you don't feel comfortable with that, then definitely just nudge them to just go out to the public, maybe for starters.
Mm-hmm. You do think this person is would make a good friend or whatever it turns to be in the long run?
I think it's going to be more than friendship. It looks good. It looks promising.
And would he have the ability, like, to go places? Is he, you know, well off enough to get around and do things where I wouldn't?
I think he can, but I think he's going to try to push to just be, you know, kind of alone with you. Maybe a little stubborn, but I think you can get him to go out somewhere.
He's born in the same sign as I am, so that's a good sign actually to me. So because I know then we have
it
similar.
It can be,
you know.
It can be, but there might be some clashing. Just for some people it works, and for some people opposites attract. But in this situation, it seems like it's good. He's a good match.
There was someone I knew for a very long time, and I haven't seen him in a while. He's had some complications in his life. I still think about him, but I haven't. He hasn't been able to really, you know, be in touch.
I do have to get to the next caller. I'm sorry to cut you off. I have several more callers.
Thank you very much.
But I can put you on hold to listen.
A little while yet. I'm on my phone. My computer went out a couple months ago, and I'm trying to get someone to fix it so I'll also be able to see and all that. It's a little difficult. I'll stay on for a bit.
Okay, thank you so much for calling. On to the next caller, 780 area code. And please, people, don't take offense if I'm jumping from one call to the next and it feels like I'm cutting you off abruptly. I'm not trying to do that. I just want everybody to be able to get their mini reading today. 780 area code.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. How are you? How can I help you?
I'm good, thank you. So I'm just curious. I have, I guess, a crush on my boss. I'm just curious if it'll go anywhere. Wait, comes up, please and thank you.
Okay, and his name?
Spencer.
And your name?
Michelle.
Will Spencer and Michelle have a romantic relationship, yes or no? It's saying yes, so.
Oh, wow.
The answer is yes.
Very cool. Well, that was easy. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I can pull a card for you, too.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Thank you.
It could lead to a more possibly a committed relationship.
Oh, cool.
So that I got the engagement card.
God, wow. I guess that could be a good sign.
Mhm. Yeah, it's
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Next caller is, and just to let everybody know, there's only about 19 minutes left to the show. Next caller, 980 area code.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you? How can I help you?
I just want to do a reading, a card reading on my new relationship to see what do you see.
So in this relationship, I got the card that for reassurance for you to know that it's safe for you to love. Open your heart to give and receive the highest energy of all. You know, I pulled the heart-to-heart conversations card again, that you two will be having those conversations. So I think it's going to have a positive outcome for you and what you want, and that you guys will likely end up in a relationship.
Okay, because we're already in a relationship. It's just, you know, it's a new relationship.
Well,
I
thought the card, it said this could be the one. So that's like relationship. Yeah. So that fits.
Okay. Okay. Well, all right. Thank you for everything.
Thanks for calling. I'll put you on hold to listen.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's see. 216 area code.
Hello? Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how can I help you?
I have a question. I just finished my certification. It's a little bit, it's extra schooling, and I'm interviewing, and I was wondering if you see I'm going to get an offer soon.
And your name?
For a new career. Oh, it's Sharon. I'm sorry. Thank you for taking my call, by the way.
Sharon, you said?
Yes, ma'am. Sharon.
Is Sharon going to get any offers
for
a new job, career?
Sharon, perfect.
It's giving me a yes. The pendulum is
okay.
Giving me a yes.
Do you feel that I will have an offer? One real quick, and I'm sorry. In the next, let's say, 60 days.
Will she have an offer in the next 60 days, yes or no?
There we go.
No. No. It's probably going to take longer.
Okay.
And I'm going to pull you a card from my Soul's Journey deck.
Okay.
Try not to worry about it. That's the card I pulled. It says,
okay.
I am learning that worry doesn't change an outcome.
Okay.
So try to keep that in mind and not worry and have confidence that it's going to happen, because you will get the right opportunity will present itself, just not when you expect it.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Next caller, 312 area code. Please try to have your questions prepared and ask really simple, short questions. For the next three callers, I'm going to do pendulum readings. So 312 area code, I'm going to give you a pendulum reading because that's all I have time for. Please have your question ready. Okay. 312.
Hello.
This is Christiana.
Hi, Karen from
Chicago. How can I help you?
Hi, Karen from Chicago. I want to know if I'm going to get a Valentine's Day gift.
And your name?
Karen.
Is Karen going to get a Valentine's gift? Yes or no? It's a no.
No,
but
okay.
I wouldn't let that get you down. Are you recently separated from somebody?
Yes.
Okay.
I am seeing somebody else, but I may not see him on that day.
Okay. Just take it easy on yourself and trust that, you know, things will unfold you that. With your new love interest, and don't get discouraged. Thank you
for calling. Thank you.
561 area code.
Hello. Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. And I just like to know the next person I'll be seeing, dating. Is it anybody that I have met before, you know, talked to? I'm not necessarily saying been out on a date with, but is it anybody who I know of?
Okay, and your name? What's your name?
Stacy.
Is there anyone that Stacy knows that she'll be romantically involved with? Yes or no? No one that you know. So the answer is no.
Okay, so it's nobody I know of. Okay.
Nope, but that doesn't mean that there won't be someone. It just means it's nobody that you know.
Okay, yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to get to the next caller. Thank you. Caller 267, area code.
Hi, my name is Donna. Thank you for taking my call. I was wondering, I've been friends with someone for about 3 years. We talk on Facebook, and he sends me good morning texts and all that, but not ready for a relationship. Could you tell me, is that going to develop into anything?
I feel like there's a possibility that it could, but that he's not being entirely honest with you. So I'd try to have an honest conversation with him and get him to open up about himself and you know, what he's all about. And make sure that he's not seeing anyone, you know.
Oh, okay. Real fast, because you know, could it be his wife or ex-wife, whatever.
Okay. Is he involved with his ex-wife? The same pendulum is telling me no, that he's not.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thank you for calling. I'm going to put you on hold. Okay, I have 10 minutes left in the show. All right. 402 area code.
Hello?
Hi. How can I help
you?
Hi.
I was just wondering if you see anything in the future with this person that I had in mind. My name is Leilani, and their name is Justin.
Yes, I do see that it's going to be that you two are going to have a relationship. Because I got the new love card. So the answer
Sorry.
Is yes. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
All right, thank you. I'm going to put you on hold.
Thanks.
Okay. Next caller, if I've taken your call already, just let me know. 561 area code. Hi, have
Hello?
I taken your call already?
Oh, yeah.
Did I already take your call? Hello? Okay. Couldn't hear anything, so I had to put you back on hold. Sorry. 720 area code. Hello? 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 Okay, there might be something wrong with Blog Talk.
I'll try one more caller. 917 area code.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you? How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Ashiel. And a friend of mine who went out of town about 2 weeks ago set me up on a blind date. You know, we connected, so I'm just trying to figure out when. Do you see this blind date happening before Valentine's Day?
What are you wanting to know? It's what? Can you repeat that?
Yeah, a friend of mine who went out of town set me up on a blind date. Like 2 weeks
mm-hmm.
ago, he told me if I wanted to go on a blind date, you know, I'm single. I said, yeah, absolutely. So, you
mm-hmm.
know, I got a text for you know, for the other party. And so we were supposed to get together. So I'm trying to see, do you see it happening before Valentine's Day?
Oh, I feel like it's going to take some time to warm up to this person. Like, they're not maybe really ready for a relationship. So I would be cautious. I wouldn't say, you know, you could try to go on a date with them, but I'd say just protect yourself, you know, don't be too vulnerable. And
yeah, I mean, the date hasn't happened yet. That's all, like, you know, just
mm-hmm.
the first step, just to get an idea. I might not be interested, you know what I mean? So I was just trying to see if...
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's going to be, like, a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
So, but if you're willing to just still go on some dates, that would be fine. It's up to you,
okay.
You know. All right, thank you for calling. I'm going to put you on hold. All right, thank you. Next caller, 402, area code. Hello, anybody there? Okay, I'm going to try 720 again. Hi, did I just take your call? Okay, hello. Okay. 561. Hello.
Yeah, hey.
Hi, have I taken your call yet?
Yes, I don't know how it rang back.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Sorry, everybody. I just got a little unorganized on the calls there. Since there are no more new callers, I am going to go ahead and sign off. There's only 4 minutes left to the show anyway, and I've taken everybody's request. Thank you so much for calling in. It's always a joy to give you readings. Again, I apologize if I was too abrupt in switching to the next person. It's nothing personal. So if you would like an in-depth session, I do offer life coaching, hypnosis, spellcasting, and Reiki. My main focus is life coaching. You can go to my website, www.promiselifecoaching.com, and go to the contact page to get a hold of me. Send me your request, the session you're looking for, date and time, and I will get back to you within 24 hours. Thank you, everybody. Have a blessed evening and a good weekend. All right, take care. Bye.